What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, August 15th, 2019. Thank goodness it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. I'm going to start off, first of all, a couple of things. I'm only doing hour number one of the show live today. The last 2 hours will be a rebroadcast, and that's because the movers are here. And as soon as I do hour number one of this show, I have to rip all of this studio setup apart, the mixers, the mics, the cables, all of it, because they have to pack it all up and put it in the truck. And I'll be using that laptop setup that we tested from Kauai for the foreseeable future. And the other thing I have to tell you is just how incredibly exhausted I am trying to do the website, trying to do the radio show, and trying to do get ready for the movers. So if I sound a little punchy, that's the reason for that. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. And getting right on into it, what a wild ride on the Dow yesterday, 800 points down. Now, it's the Dow is up, I think, 130 today, but I think a lot of people are getting really, really spooked about the market. And, of course, the other big news, of course, this was breaking just last night. The autopsy results have finally come out for Jeff Epstein, and we are being told that Epstein, or at least the body that we are told is Jeff Epstein, had several broken bones in the neck, including the hyoid bone, which is more consistent with homicidal strangulation than with a suicide. Now, we're being told the official story is that Epstein tied a sheet to his bed, got on his knees, and then leaned forward to strangle himself. Now, that's kind of a very weird story in and of itself, because as soon as Epstein lost consciousness, he would have rolled over onto his side, and the sheet would have relaxed. So that one doesn't pass the smell test either. But now they're saying that, more than likely he was murdered, or whoever we're being shown as Epstein was murdered by strangulation. And that explains the story coming out of CBS that screams and shouts were being heard from inside the jail cell. Now, a lot of people are wondering, is Epstein still alive? We don't really know. The big question is, we have been lied to so much on this story. We don't know if that really is Epstein or somebody who just looked like him. There were reasons to think it might be somebody different, and that Epstein is off playing canasta with Ken Lay in the Caymans. Certainly somebody in Epstein's position had to have dead man switches, and unless all of those dead man switches were located and disarmed, it would be very foolish for somebody to kill him. But it's, you know, if they're going to smuggle Epstein out of the hospital, they needed a convenient dead body, and that may be just who was shown on that gurney. Again, we don't know, but we do know the official autopsy of the body that was pulled out of that jail cell is their broken bones in the neck, consistent with homicidal strangulation rather than self-suffocation here. Now, Jeff Epstein's body has been released by the medical examiner and claimed by an unidentified associate. So this was coming out of NBC News here. The question is, where does it go from here? Does it go for cremation? Is it going to be buried very quickly in a closed casket ceremony? And another story that's coming on out here is that these prison guards who were supposed to check on Jeff Epstein every 30 minutes apparently fell asleep on the morning he died. And then they falsified the records to try and cover their mistake. My question is, were they drugged? Did somebody put something into their Coca-Cola or their coffee to knock them out for the required time necessary to carry out this murder, substitution, whatever it is that happened? So this is definitely a saga, the Epstein saga. And apparently the warden of the jail where Jeffrey Epstein supposedly died has already been reassigned to a new job on orders of Attorney General William Barr. So that's definitely going on out there. Okay, Epstein, interesting story from Zero Hedge. Epstein is the deep state Civil War's first high profile casualty. At this point, a lot of people are saying that, yes, he was part of the deep state. That's why he got off with a relative wrist slap down in Florida back in 2008. And now the wet work is beginning. And I know a lot of people are looking at Ghislaine Maxwell and wondering, I mean, she's got a new respectable life living with this CEO and trying to have a normal life, but she's at risk because of what she knows. And so are all the victims. Those victims know things that could be damaging, and they need to be protected. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And again, a quick reminder, only hour one of today's show is live. The rest are going to be a replay because I got to get this machinery all packed up for the movers. So, interesting little story coming out. Again, Zero Hedge. Epstein's death may be a turning point in the public's willingness to accept the official bovine excrement. Because, you know, we are being told, oh, we're suicide, suicide. Anybody says something else, it's a conspiracy theory, tinfoil hat. And here we are with the medical examiner saying, no, it looks like he was murdered. And so once again, the corporate media has taken a major hit in its credibility that it was out there pushing the official story, and the official story isn't lining up with the facts. The reality is that a lot of people wanted Jeffrey Epstein dead. Pardon me. And even Jeffrey Epstein probably wanted Jeffrey Epstein dead, as long as the real Jeffrey Epstein would be alive someplace in Israel or the Cayman Islands here. Down there singing, thank heavens for little girls. Anyway. Now, a lot of people are still scratching their heads about the website 4chan, where a first responder, or somebody claiming to be a first responder, posted about Epstein's death more than 30 minutes before it was made public on the corporate media. Now, the Fire Department of New York has reviewed the information, and they're saying it did not come from their department. So there's a big mystery. Who was it who knew that Epstein had been killed and put it out there 30 minutes before it was officially announced on the corporate media? And the lawsuits are flying already. There's, you know, about $500 million in Epstein's estate, and his victims are starting to sue like crazy. Apparently, Jennifer Araoz has filed papers to sue Epstein's estate, along with his associate Ghislaine Maxwell and three female staffers Wednesday for allegedly enabling the sexual abuse. And apparently a lot of the information that was being released by the courts is already becoming made public. And some of it is a little bit out there about how they were grooming the girls and forcing them to watch other girls having sex with Epstein and Maxwell and other celebrities to sort of get them used to the idea or make it more exciting for the client. Meanwhile, of course, in the collapse of the Russiagate story, everybody's still trying to point fingers. And the one place that everybody is studiously not looking is Seth Rich, because technical analysis of the files released to WikiLeaks show they were not hacked over the internet. They had to be copied to a high-speed flash drive and walked out the door. And Seth Rich, of course, was gunned down in what we're told was a botched robbery. And they're saying it was botched because nothing was taken. He still had his wallet. He still had his watch. He still had his cell phone. Apparently, he was wearing a gold chain around his neck. But as soon as he was killed, the WikiLeaks information flow stopped. All right, we have a caller on the line, Tom in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, this sounds like a Seth Rich a little deal with Hillary. Could be behind this Epstein nonsense. It sounds like a bunch of nincompoops getting away with craziness, like with Comey and Hillary getting away with all the nonsense they've been getting away with. But one more thing, Michael, and I'll let you go because I'm kind of a little busy. But listen, this thing with going on with, did you hear about Anderson Pooper? I mean, Cooper, up the poop shoot, Cooper?
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said the other day on his show?
About how he's looking forward to seeing a time when whites are no longer the majority in America?
Absolutely. I can't believe that guy. These guys are not news anchors. These people are pundits for the Democratic Party, for the leftists, communists. All these people on CNN, Mad Cow, and all these Pooper, and all these, even that freak on Fox News, what's that guy's name? Shepard Smith. All these guys are talking heads for the Democratic Party. It's a disgrace. But
yeah.
Cooper, to say that, he ought to be hung for that. He should be quartered, that jerk Cooper, the Pooper, that freak show.
Yes.
I can't believe a guy can actually be on air talking to millions of people saying that. He should be, just like Michael, I still haven't seen Trump arrest no mayors. I haven't seen the feds arrest no mayors for the illegal invasion.
Nope.
I don't think you'll ever see it.
No, the New World Order is definitely moving forward. Globalism is moving forward. They're just trying to blur us all together. And the fact that we're seeing violent attacks and rapes and crime in general going up with the influx of the migrants is apparently considered a small price to pay for the glorious goal of a one world government, one planet, one private central bank, one government, one central bank. One slab of cement.
Absolutely. Look at Philadelphia last night. Six cops shot. Not a media. Don't even want to talk about it after today. It's over with. But the other thing went on for a week, 2 weeks. I mean, it's all, they control, whoever controls the media controls the mind. Ted Turner said that when he started CNN. And he knew, and he was a freak himself. But, you know, this whole thing is a big cabal. That's all it is, Michael, a giant cabal.
Yep.
And look at the ice. What was that in Oregon? They threw a fireball at the ICE headquarters.
Yep.
Can you imagine if it would have been the DNC headquarters, they'd be screaming their heads off for the next 6 months. But since it's ICE, nobody reports it except Fox News and One American News. One American News is the only one that talks about it for hours. And they talk about like the immigration invasion. This is all. These schmucks are controlling our media. And they're not, the majority is not controlling the media. That's the problem here. The majority is not ruling like it should rule. They're always supposed to be the same, Michael. Majority rules. Well, that ain't happening in this country. Majority is not ruling. It's not ruling even with guns or nothing. It's not ruling. We're letting a minority, the asphalt's telling the gasoline what to do. That's all I can tell you. You have a great show, Michael. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go.
The asphalt's telling the gasoline what to do.
Okay, now here's an interesting story. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has reinstated North Dakota's voter ID requirement. Well, that's a good start. We need to see more of that. You have to show ID to drive a car if you're pulled over. You have to show an ID to buy tobacco and alcohol. You have to show an ID to do all these things. And yet for voting, which is one of the most important things American citizens can do, they're saying, oh, no, you can't ask to see an ID. That's racist. You're being racist here. It's because the Democrats are counting on the illegal immigrants voting next year to capture more of the Congress and possibly the White House itself. It's just outright election fraud. And I can't understand why Trump isn't addressing that issue. Because, it's his job. He will not get a second term if the illegal immigrants, 26 million of them, are allowed to vote. Okay, over at blabber.buzz, they have a story where Senate Democrats have literally issued a warning to the Supreme Court saying that unless they heal themselves, interesting choice of phrase, they will face restructuring. And what the restructuring is going to mean is they will add more justices to the bench and then work to put liberal justices in there. So this comes down to literally an ultimatum for the Supreme Court to vote liberal or else. Okay, apparently interviews contained in a letter and transcripts are showing that the FBI was completely indifferent to the possibility that foreign nations were hacking into Hillary Clinton's private email server, and the State Department was working to protect her. In fact, State Department officials sought to downgrade the classified material found on the server, so they could say, oh, no, that's not really classified. It used to be, but we've downgraded. It's not really classified there, so she's not in violation of Title 18. Talk about an untouchable. Talk about the deep state here. Over at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's campaign, interesting little fact has shown up. She's getting a lot of money coming on in, but not from her own district. In fact, according to Federal Election Commission records, donors from her own district are nearly non-existent. So where's she getting all of this money from? All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Joe in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, whenever we have protests in this country and the protesters, like, start blocking highways and bridges, I always lose my any kind of support I might have for them because it's just hurting the little guy, the middle-class guy, the guy going to work. You know, you're not hurting the elite, the ones that are causing these the problems. And when I see what those Hong Kong protesters are doing at the airport, it really makes me have no sympathy for them. You know how many people get inconvenienced when you shut down an international airport like that?
Oh, yeah, you know, it's a major problem.
Yeah, and then they're here they are, like, singing the American anthem and waving American and British flag, the same country that brought opium through Hong Kong into China. So could you imagine being a Chinese peasant? You know, all those poor people in China, they all have TVs. And one thing they all that the government makes sure they have is TVs. And they're sitting there watching these spoiled rich brats in Hong Kong, a country that, you know, flooded the peasantry and the poor people with opium, and they're waving the flag of that colonial power, Britain. And, I mean, I could just imagine how infuriating it must be for a Chinese nationalist. And I think they're playing with fire. And I'm not, you know, I'm sure we're going to hear the media and all the political class whining about the protesters when the army comes in. But I'm not going to. Because, I try to look at both sides. And like I say, the people in Hong Kong live very, very well. They probably live better than we do in this country. The food's great. It's a beautiful, wonderful country. I mean, I've been there a lot of times. It's magnificent. But they're really playing with fire. They're acting like
yes.
a bunch of spoiled freaking brats. And to be waving the flag of other countries and singing their anthem, I mean, just put yourself, like I said, in that Chinese peasant's place. He must be calling his local politician, telling him, get down there and beat their asses, because that's what I'd be saying.
So I think the reason Xi Jinping has shown restraint to this point. I do know that there are a lot of Chinese forces massing at the border of Hong Kong. He understands the optics are going to be bad. The world still remembers Tiananmen Square, and Xi Jinping is still hoping there's going to be some kind of a nonviolent resolution to this. But you're absolutely right. This thing is being fanned up to be more and more of a problem, and China is convinced that this is a U.S. color revolution. Anyway, Joe, thank you for the phone call. We need to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
Oh, yeah. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go back to the phones to Robert in California. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I hope the move is going well.
Oh, boy.
Hey, don't worry. Once you get done with it, you're going to feel a lot better. But in the middle of it, you're going to feel like just somebody dropped a ball on you.
Yeah, that's exactly what it feels like, and you know, we're moving literally a quarter of the way around the globe, and it's one thing to do that kind of move when you're in your 20s, 30s, or even 40s, but Claire is 70, and I'm coming up on my 67th birthday. She's got a bad back, and you know, I'm not the man I used to be, to put it politely. It's been very difficult. We've been able to hire a little bit of help, but not a lot. We're way behind where I wanted to be at this point.
Well, don't worry. You've got a good heart, and she's got good music. I think you two are going to make it in one piece. Hey, there was a reason for my call today, and it happens to do with ID. So I hate to back you up, 2.5 callers, but I wanted to talk about ID for a minute. You mind?
Sure.
Okay. Well, it so happens that I haven't had an ID or driver's license or anything for about 12 years now. And, you know, I did it by choice. My driver's license expired, and I chose not to renew it. And, you know, it's made life into a hardship for me. I haven't been able to hold a bank account. I can't order anything online. I can't get a credit card. I can't drive a car. But you know what? It's been freeing in so many other ways. And I just wanted to ask you one question. For other people that might be in my position, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, what do you consider our voting rights? Should we have the right to be able to go in and vote without the ID that we so represent ourselves against, or should we be cut off from our choice in democratically elected America? Just saying.
Well, in those states where voter ID, in those states where voter ID is required, obviously you're not going to be allowed to vote, because you cannot prove that you are a legal U.S. citizen.
How do you feel about that?
I feel that, unfortunately, in our society,
but I've chosen not to get an ID. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I said, again, Robert, we live in a society where a certain amount of ID is required, and that's just a reality we'll have to live with. I have a driver's license. I have the tuberculosis card that I got when I was teaching at Manoa. I have a few credit cards, and I have obviously my Medicare and my supplemental insurance cards as well.
Yeah, I know a lot of people have a lot of things in their wallets. I happen to not even have a need for a wallet, and I'm still getting by just fine.
Well,
you know,
good that you're able to do that,
choice.
But again, if you live in a state that requires you to show an ID to vote, you're not going to be allowed to vote.
Hmm. Okay, no, I appreciate your time. That's a good perspective, and I appreciate your forthrightness. You're probably right. It's kind of a screwed up thing when all these illegals can come in and apply for driver's license and suddenly they get the chance to vote. But if I choose not to have one as per my American right, then suddenly I'm not allowed to vote anymore because I don't fit the perspective. I just kind of find it funny. I just wanted to call in, you know, bring that to people's attention. And I've resigned myself to the reality of this a long time ago. I'm not fighting for perspective here, but I just wanted to bring it to people's attention. But there are those of us out here, much like Art Off the Grid, or maybe even like John Stadmiller himself, who chooses to live somewhat outside the system. There are some certain difficulties that we have to surmount on sometimes a daily basis. And I just wanted to bring that back into the perspective, and I appreciate your time. So I'll take any kind of response you have off air. You have a great day, guys. I hope your move goes well.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And again, Robert, as I said, we live in a society where a certain amount of ID is required just to get through ordinary everyday life. To buy tobacco, to buy alcohol, to vote. And frankly, if you are caught operating a motor vehicle without a driver's license, you could find yourself in some very serious situations. Okay, we're going to go to David in Iceland. And David, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hello. I just want to tell your listeners that we went through a big financial crisis here in Iceland. And I hope no one, you know, has forgotten that. And,
okay.
And if you remember, a lot of bankers went to jail, and that's something that changed. You know, I think Iceland is the only country in the world that has put the bankers in jail. So
yes, and we applaud you for that. We wish we had some of that here.
Yeah, I think it probably will. I just want to tell your listeners that since we've been through this, and it's everything is okay. I mean, your kids are
okay,
fine.
Okay, David, I got to put you on hold.
Okay, I'll
let you go. We'll bring you back after the commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Okay, aloha America, welcome back to the show here. And if I sound like I'm out of breath, it's because the movers got here earlier than expected. They weren't supposed to be here till noon. So I'm going to clear these last few phone calls, and then I'm going to have to basically turn it over to a rebroadcast. And we were talking with David in Iceland about the recession.
Yeah, I just want to tell the listeners that they don't need to worry, you know, if they're afraid of, you know, the financial crisis that is probably coming next. And because you know, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, and like we had here, you know, it's been even better than ever, you know, before. So your listeners, when they get hit by the news and everything is in panic, and you know, you can get mixed up in, you know, this panic news that everything is going to hell. It's not what we had here. Quite the opposite. I just want to tell your listeners, it's quite good to have a recession, you know, and the banks collapsing. And if Deutsche Bank is going to collapse, I think Deutsche Bank is now 10 times of the German people, of the GDP of Germany. So if that bank is going to collapse, and I think it was the seventh biggest that got a loan from, you know, from the central bank in Ben Bernanke in congressional hearings said, you know, who got the loans, who got the money, and he said, we're not going to tell you. You know, so this is, it looks bad in a way, in a moment, but after it's all done, it's going to be a lot better. So I hope your listeners will give you a little bit of extra, you know, $1 to $5 or something. All the listeners that are listening to Mike now, I hope they give you something to help you to move to back to America or to Indiana. And hope it's not as bad as it looks. You know, it's all fake money that's going around in this banking system.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And, yeah, we can use any help from our listeners right now regarding our move, because we were just informed by our bank that a large check that was sent to us from Nevada has bounced. And so we're kind of a little upset about that. Once again, we're running kind of short here, and we can use all the help that we can get. Anyway, David, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, that's actually I wanted to talk about. Dave from Iceland. Yeah, the 2008 crisis hasn't ended yet, and it's going to be worse than the last time. It's going to be, because I look, you just mentioned Germany, Deutsche. If Deutsche Bank goes, we'll have a depression in the world.
Yes.
Like all the banks in the world are linked together. But Mike, did you see the second quarter? Germany, like, they only had like 1,000 jobs added to their economy. I mean, they're
yes.
in trouble. And also now you got like Angela Merkel. She's all, you know, they have like infighting over in Germany. And Germany is supposed to be the biggest economy in Europe for the
yeah.
EU, you know, so they're in trouble. And then back over here, you know, the stock market's all wishy, going up and down, and you got, did you hear about General Electric? They might be running a Ponzi scheme, the $40 billion Ponzi scheme
yes.
unaccounted for, and, you know, Boeing with the MAX plane, you know, so we got a lot of freaking problems going on, and it's all going all at once.
Yes.
You know? And, you know, the stock market yesterday was 800 points down.
Yes.
Today was up 90 or whatever. But, like, and, Mike, it's all under Trump's watch. You do see he came out on Twitter, and he says, like, he mentioned the inverted yield curve. I never heard a president mention like that in the history of presidents. He actually mentioned an inverted yield curve. He's like, this is crazy. And then he was ripping on Jerome Powell. He put Jerome Powell in, didn't he?
Yep.
He put, and he also put, because with what's going on in Hong Kong, this is to Joe in Tennessee, Trump, what's going on in Hong Kong is Trump's the president. Why is he allowing this to happen? These protests that are being stirred up by the State Department. You know, like Obama did in Ukraine with the coup. You know, like, so this is not good, everybody. I mean, I just wish Trump would just stop the war, stop, just tell everybody the truth about everything. I mean, I thought that's why I voted for him. I thought we were going to come clean. You know, Mike, I thought everything was going to come out, you know, at that time. You know, I was cheering for him, and like, I say again, nothing's changed. It's the same system we have and the same people in charge. You know, Epstein's dead, then now dead, or Epstein walked. But what's changed? You know, like, there's more bodies or missing people. Or I mean, I don't know. All right, Mike, have a good show and good luck on your move.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. And I think what's changed is definitely there's a lot more chaos in our political and economic systems. Things don't feel anywhere near as calm as they used to. And it just feels like the whole world is
on the verge of fracturing. I don't know if you're my age, you'll remember there was sort of a fad where you would take these marbles and you'd freeze them, and then you'd toss them into boiling oil, and they would crack on the inside, and you'd make jewelry out of them. And it sort of feels like that's what's happening to planet Earth. All right, one last phone call, and then I'm going to have to sign off here. Jim in Illinois, aloha. What's on your mind?
Michael, I'll be real quick. I think it was a major mistake for the Prime Minister of Israel to not allow those two congresswomen not to come to Israel. I think what's going to happen, you're going to find more and more people getting angry with Israel, and even people like myself calling my congressperson and telling them, don't give one dime to Israel, since they don't want Americans, congresspeople, to come there because they're afraid that they might find the truth or they might criticize Israel. And Trump, he's the one that told Netanyahu to do it.
Yeah, that's the part that really pisses me off.
Yeah. So I think, Israel, you're in trouble. You made a big mistake, and you're going to pay for it in the long run. So, Michael, I'm going to let you go because I know you're busy. You take care.
Yeah, thank you very much for the phone call. And, yes, unfortunately, like I said, the movers got here a little earlier than we were told they were going to be here. They were supposed to be here at noon. It's now 10:45, and so I'm going to go ahead and sign off, and there's going to be a best-of tape for the rest of the program. I'm hoping to be on the air with that little laptop set up tomorrow, but right now there is so much chaos going here between the movers and between, you know, just getting everything paid for. So have a good day, and we'll be back on the air just as soon as we can.
Really violent, like in Ukraine, I wouldn't not do anything, because, like in Ukraine, look at what happened. You know, like,
well,
you let,
there have,
you
know, been reports of violence in these Hong Kong protests, and there have been some clashes. So it's an ugly situation, and again, more and more people are saying this is another covert U.S. interference in another sovereign country. I don't know what the U.S. hopes to accomplish by destabilizing Hong Kong, other than to hand it back to China on a silver platter.
It's about sticking the Chinese in the eyes, Mike. Like, it's about, because did you see the Navy just asked to port a ship in Hong Kong? Like, nobody would ask to port a ship with all this stuff going on. It's just another way to, you know, to poke the Chinese. And then you see what the, you know, with the tariffs and the trade. This is all the same. Has to do with economics. It's about poking China, evil China, evil Russia. The same playbook, you know. And which leads me, Mike, if I still have any time left, to the manipulation of the stock market from, like, tweets. I mean, Trump said he's going to delay the.
You know, the reason the stock market is soaring today is that Trump announced that the tariffs that he was going to hit China with the first of next month, most of them have now been pushed back to December. And that's the reason for the stock market taking off globally, not just here in the United States.
But isn't it crazy how, like, this supposedly capitalist society, from one tweet, you can reverse the losses from the fear of the tariff? Somebody's making money on this wins and losses in the stock market for a couple.
Oh, I'm sure. If they're on the inside, they're making a huge amount of money.
All right, Mike. Have a good rest of the show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. Now, over the last several years, we've been talking about how our rights that are supposedly guaranteed by the Bill of Rights have been chipped away at by our out-of-control government here. And it's about to get a lot worse because over at the Washington Compost, they ran an article, Why Free Speech Makes It Difficult to Prosecute White Supremacy in America. And basically, the Washington Post is out there lamenting that the First Amendment, gets in the way of prosecuting anybody for their political beliefs. Now, prosecuting somebody for their political beliefs, that's something the Soviet Union used to do. That's something Nazi Germany used to do. But we're allowed to have our political beliefs because of that First Amendment. And here you have the Washington Post itself, a beneficiary of the First Amendment, right to freedom of speech, out there saying, maybe it's not such a good idea here. I mean, that's a very, very dangerous, very slippery slope for everybody to be on. Saying that we can't have freedom of speech because we need to prosecute people for their political beliefs. And what are they talking about? They want to prosecute white supremacists, meaning white people. We're rushing into Zimbabwe, South Africa territory here. Whites are becoming the scapegoat population. Getting into the economic news, Bank of America says there's a 1 in 3 chance of a recession within the year as the trade war with China and other global political events rattled the markets. And, yeah. By the way, if you have credit cards, try not to use them. Try to get them paid down. U.S. credit card interest rates have hit their highest levels in 25 years. Those of you who thought that variable rate on that credit card was tied to the prime rate, nope, it isn't. The credit card companies can just set it to whatever they think they can get away with. And Claire and I are trying very, very hard not to have to use our credit cards for the upcoming move for that very reason. The interest rates are just, they're just pegged. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. David in San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Michael. Yeah, I'm old enough to be baby boomer, and when I start thinking about the economy, I start thinking about what the prosperity was when I was, teenager coming into the workforce, and then what it is today.
Yes.
So in 1968, the minimum wage was it would take you 22 hours. At minimum wage to buy an ounce of gold.
Yes.
So when I think about what the minimum wage should be today, I think of the ounce of gold and I divide it by 22 and then I get what it should be. And am I keeping up with the cost of living? So when you start looking at all the infighting that the world is going through, to me, if money is the big factor, it's whether or not people are keeping up with the cost of living. And so if you look at the price of gold, I'm not looking at it right at the minute, but it was closing in on $1,400 an ounce.
Yes.
Divide that by 22, and you're going to get close to $70 an hour, right?
Yes.
It's what, $69 an hour or something for minimum wage? If you were going to keep up with 1968 minimum wage, 22 hours to buy 1 ounce of gold, that's what it should be. And so it's no wonder people can't afford medical insurance or buy a boat once in a while or, fix their roof or have health care or buy a shirt once in a while. I mean, it's obvious that our standard of living has been so depleted that we're grabbing at straws to say $15 an hour minimum wage.
Yeah, we are. I mean, there's no question about that, whether you use the gold metric or the Big Mac metric or whatever. It's obvious that the standard of living for ordinary average Americans has declined over the last 30 years. And there was an article that's posted to whatreallyhappened.com basically saying that there's a, greed is winning and ordinary people are being harmed.
Whether it's greed or whether it's your reputation, because like if you think about, your hourly wage, that should represent how good you are. If you're really skilled at something, you're worth 5 or 10 times the minimum wage, the thing that you're best at. you know, is what the minimum wage, or, you know, your hourly or your salary or whatever you're getting should be relative to how skilled you are. And if we didn't realize that 22 ounces to the, you know, 22 hours to the ounce is the standard, and it you said 30 years, it's actually 50 years now since 1968, and 51
years. Times five.
No kidding. But the you see
right,
where
listen,
I'm...
David, where... David, got to put you on hold. Got to put you on hold. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Tear itself apart for a very simple reason. It's based on a banking system that by design creates more debt than money with which to pay the debt. And they keep trying to use inflation or to stay ahead of all of that. But people just aren't borrowing anymore because they're insecure about their ability to repay. So the International Monetary Fund is now recommending deep negative interest rates as the next tool. So we're headed for a reset. No question about that here. Now, Russia has been ditching dollar-denominated assets for over a year and a half. Sanctions pressure from Washington. It's piling up its gold reserves. We've been reporting month after month how Russia is adding more to its gold stockpile. And the gold has soared in value due to the trade war between the U.S. and China that has caused gold prices to spike. Oh, no, we didn't finish with Dave in San Francisco. Dave, I'm sorry. I got distracted with all this. We're still dealing with some of the technical issues here. So, Dave, we're talking about the economy, and can you just sort of pick up where you left off?
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, it basically, what's the value of a man when you start getting into bankers? And did I hear you right that they're actually, was it the IMF is projecting that they're just going to have to give free no-interest loans to the super bankers because the economy is just not perking up like it should?
It's not free loans. They're literally paying these clients to borrow money. In fact, there was a story that came out the other day about how there's this one bank that's actually paying people to take out a mortgage.
Right, yeah. So, and then they're going to jack us with high interest rates, even though they're handing out free money. That's what they, I'm pretty sure, isn't that national socialism? And,
it's socialism, definitely. And, again, it's all been messed up. We had a really functioning economy in this country when it was first created. And it was hijacked by the private central bankers, and as has been the case in every single country, hijacked by private central banking. The bankers have gotten insanely wealthy, and the general population, the nation itself, the infrastructure, has been pushed down into third world poverty.
Yeah, that's the value of a man. So, yeah, if $15 an hour is, what is it, five times 15 is, is that 75? So,
yep.
Yeah, we're getting 20% of what the minimum wage should be. And if the value of a man is, if the minimum wage is supposed to be 22 hours to the ounce of gold, then we're getting paid immensely low prices. So it's,
what's the value of a man?
And
unfortunately, these days, wages and salaries aren't set on ability and talent. They're set on what little privileged group you belong to. Woman, minority, LGBTQ, and achievement, incentive, merit has been taken out. Anyway, David, got to let you go. Got to do another break for tape. All right, stay on the line. We'll come back.
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.